Precision medicine holds great promise for treating genetic diseases, such as certain types of cancers. To drive progress, Harvard Business School Executive Education has developed a new program, Accelerating Innovation in Precision Medicine, which brings together leaders from business, science, medicine, and technology to explore new models for advancing personalized medicine. The program takes place on the Boston campus in September. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/precision. That's hbs.me/precision.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Floyd Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul, KOL365.
Young Busy Paul.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers that are coming up getting put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, study your content and view the deeds. Do everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve to really
hear you. Unstoppable, we be, we brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's the light dog. Hip hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it up forever, bitch, we coming now.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. It's episode 521 of the Murder Master Music Show. Real happy to do tonight's show because over here we're all about showcasing talent with bars over bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Talent before trends. And we support real authentic hip hop. Shout out to the homie Pittsburgh Pat for setting up this show. And we got Chris Webby. I'm gonna bring him on, man. This dude very lyrical, very talented. How you doing, Chris?
What's up? What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, bro. I hear you.
No doubt, no doubt. What's going on, man? How's everything?
Man, real good, man. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, I want to commend you, you know what I'm saying, for your talents, your ability, and the way you uphold hip-hop during the time when hip-hop, I feel, is under attack from many aspects. I feel that the mainstream is kind of, right, as we call it, the lame stream, is pretty much showcasing bullshit instead of talent for the most part. You know, I mean, there's some dope guys out there, the Kendrick Lamars and stuff. Okay, cool. But for the most part, they're showcasing stuff that shits on hip hop. And I commend you for, you know what I'm saying, your fight against that and upholding hip hop, man. Real talk.
No doubt. Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, you know, I just speak my mind. I come from the school of just, you know, you say what's in your head, and sometimes you got to point out some bullshit and just some things that you don't necessarily agree with or believe in, and, you know, is what it is. This shit's fun.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And I'll tell you what, too, shout out to Michael Rappaport. I saw the freestyle you did, the very dope freestyle. Phenomenal, you know what I'm saying, right there. One line that I really... I was really like, yeah, I feel, because I, you know, I'm from Murder Dog, you know what I'm saying? I spent 15 years at Murder Dog, and you went in on XXL magazine, you know, I was like, yeah, that's what's up, because I feel, you know, a lot of stuff they showcase doesn't really represent, you know what I'm saying, the culture, and they could be showcasing cats like Kay Reno, who dropped 7 albums last year on the same day, all lyrical hip hop, you know what I'm saying, or cats like yourself that put out dope projects that's just full of content, substance, and lyrics. You know what I'm saying? When you were doing that freestyle thing, you went in on Double XL, you know what I'm saying? Is that because they haven't really, you know what I'm saying, focused on you or haven't really focused on, you know what I'm saying, talent lately as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little mix of the two, you know. It's nothing personal, but they've never shown me any sort of love. There were a lot of years, you know. It's a
yeah.
lot of lists they make. You know, and it's just, I feel like, I don't know, it gets frustrating sometimes.
Yeah.
When
you put your all into something and you stand behind your product and you know what I'm saying, it's got to be a little
discouraging.
That's it right
there, though, yeah.
You know, what's the best way to combat that, you know what I'm saying, and bring the attention back towards talent? What would you say?
I mean, just like keeping this shit entertaining with what you do and the things you say. I just come from a school of listening to a lot of hip-hop. You know, not everybody I grew up listening to, but I love those guys who had those kind of like shocking one-liners and punchlines, that real cypher-oriented style. Because, you know, I make all sorts of shit. I got songs that are like heavily reggae-influenced and, you know, some vibey shit, but I do love the bars. It's been always been a big part of my style, and I just love those bars that would make you go, "Oh shit, I can't believe he just said that," and that kept the game so fun and interesting at all times. And you know, that's what I grew up on. That's what I got schooled in. So it's something I've studied closely, and I love doing it. You know,
it's just fun. You want to shock people and just have a good time with this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. You've had the pleasure of working with a lot of different cats, you know what I'm saying, Tech N9ne, whatnot, Prodigy, rest in peace. Who are some of the favorites that you like with, that you work with, and who are some of the guys that you might want to work with in the future?
I mean, right now, I've just been super locked in the booth, and it's about time to, like, take some of these songs and start looking for, you know, some good features. I actually have my dude Annoyed from Connecticut on one of the first joints that's coming out this year, which is called 2001. And that song in particular, speaking on the subject matter of really talking about the hip-hop that me and Annoyed grew up on in CG, and really shedding light on that and, you know, just talking about that era. So that's dope. That song is crazy. But I'd be down to work with a lot of cats. There's a lot of really dope artists right now, regardless of what is being projected by the mainstream scope. There's a lot of really cool things going on in the outer territories of that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you know, the underground is saturated with talent, you know what I'm saying, as you know. You know, like I mentioned earlier, cats like K. Reno, very verbal, very excellent and sharp with the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Would you ever work with anybody like a K. Reno or a Gangster Nip or somebody along those lines?
I'm not as familiar.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. Oh, man, you got to check that out. Yeah, Gangster Nip, he was on Rap
man.
A lot.
Yeah, I stay trapped in my bubble and I just, like, work. I'm constantly just, like, listening to beats more than almost anything else, and then you know, I get lost in that songwriting world, as I'm sure a lot of other artists out there.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot of shit.
Yeah, there is, man, and the hard part is, you know, there's a lot of bullshit too, so you got to sift through it to find the talent. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, It's like the market is oversaturated, but you know, good thing is there's just talent out there, that's for sure.
I want to make sure it's like, you know, above, you know, even the name, it's about who would make this song the dopest, like whose skill set applied to this particular song will make this song better, and that's how
yeah.
I see it a lot of times with that.
Yeah, definitely. I got the homie Pittsburgh Pat. He's coming on. He's the guy that booked this show tonight for me. Let me bring him on real quick. What's up, Pat? How you doing, brother?
Yo, what's good?
What
I can't stay on long. I just wanted to show love to Chris real quick. Thanks for doing this show, man. I got put
no doubt.
By Saigon, man. Saigon's my favorite MC.
Saigon went on tour with me. Yeah.
That's how I heard of you when you went on he was on your what was that, Chemically Imbalanced tour?
Yep, and, back in like 2014.
Yeah. Yeah, man, and I started checking your shit out, man, and I really like what you stand for, and like every time you put something out, you try to make it as dope as possible, and like it's crazy to say, but it's not always like that anymore. And
no, it's I not, man. I take pride in my craft as an MC. You know what I mean? That is the
yeah, man.
It,
a lot of what's going on today is just, you know, it sounds like everybody's just making the same record over and over again. You know what I mean?
And the problem is, I don't even understand that mindset, because like the way I see it, you want to like write shit that impresses yourself, but you can't wait to spit to your homie and be like, "Yo, check out this shit. It's fucking crazy." You know, like, that's how I write, you know? And I feel like nowadays it's kind of like whatever over a beat.
You have that classic mentality, you know what I mean? That you're original and you try to be the best you can be, man. And that's why I've been a follower of yours for a little while now. And, you know, I just wanted to show you love, man, because, you know, I recognize your movement and everything. And
thank you, man. Appreciate
you. I support you 100%. I appreciate you doing this show. And
Yo,
that interview you just did with the homie Saigon was dope too, man. Keep going at them mumbleweeds, bro.
Hell yeah, you know. you got to keep this shit fun, like I was saying. You know, it's a competition.
Yeah, with
Game of Thrones, you know.
Without a doubt, man, without a doubt. But, yo, I'm going to let you guys carry on with this interview, man. I'm kind of in the middle of something, man. I'll stay in chat, man. But, again, thank you for doing this show, man.
I really appreciate
you coming on here. And keep doing your thing, Chris. I'm behind you 100%,
man. Thank you, bro.
Be easy, Pat.
Peace.
Peace, guys. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. And, you know, rap, I mean, you want to surround yourself with guys, you know what I'm saying, of a higher caliber, because that's how MCs used to sharpen their skills, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. It was all about, you know, hey, man, let's see how we can join forces, so to speak, to make each other better on the record, you know,
and that's where all the good groups have. Bars that, like, evoke a reaction and being able to see that reaction through when you sit it and someone's like, oh, it, like, that's literally, like, in a nutshell, what I do this for. You know, all the other stuff is great and necessary, but that element of just trying to do some dope shit that people, you know, respect and see as dope as I do. You know, I think I still have more to learn, because every time I think I'm, like, fully in my stride, I learn some new tricks and apply it to my recipe. And I feel like it's been evolving well throughout the years, because I've been around for a long time, so it's like I can't do the same shit all the time, but you also got to keep those consistencies form your brand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to go to a song here in a minute, but before we do, I'm going to bring on the homie Shin from France, because I know it's like 5 o'clock in the morning where he's at. Let me bring him on. What's up, Shin? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, what's up, Scott? What's up, Chris?
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's okay. Can you tell us about the song you did, Dopamine, with Be Real, Talib Kweli, and the legendary Try the Truth also?
Yep.
On your album, Chemically Imbalanced.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I know it. You like that one?
Can you tell us about how you did with this track and you fit with all them artists?
Well, it started as I was in the studio with Graf, and I started singing that hook, and from there I recorded my verse, he recorded his, and I felt like I wanted to bring a lot of perspective in on that song. So from there, I know Be Real personally. Someone connected me with Talib, and I know Trey as well. So it just kind of came together
And everybody I sent it to was fucking with it, and I just ended up having a good amount of verses. That's a pretty a lot of verses on that one. But it's definitely an eclectic sound of styles.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
And that's what it's all about,
and,
right there, you know, blending that, you know.
Yeah.
And I got also the song University of Life on your Wednesday album. Can you tell us about this song too?
Yeah, well, that song really came together with the girl who sings on the hook, Maddie Wolf. We were out in L.A., and I just made that beat with my guy Teddy Rocks, and we sat down together, and, like, you know, he made the beat, but I was sitting there humming melodies and whatnot. And the song kind of came together, and it was just the perfect time in my life to, like, be able to look back and reflect upon some of the things that I learned through this game and compared it to college. But, you know, in reality, college cannot prepare us for a lot of these things, especially in this particular industry. So it's just really about learning life lessons, but comparing that to the classroom. That's really what life is, and you keep learning all the way through it, you know?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Shin. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Chris. We're going to go to a track, then we're going to come back and chop it up with you for a little bit more. This one's The Age of Empires, man. Can you tell everybody about this?
Yeah. I was working on this song, and, you know, I've known Crooked, like, would see him around. We'd always say what's up, and I had always thought I wanted to get him a record. I just wanted to make sure I had the right one. And this is, you know, case in point of the right artist on the right song to make the song as good as possible. Like, I knew that Crooked would kill this, and he absolutely did. And I came to the studio out in L.A., and he had already had my verse memorized. He had already played his verse. It was crazy. And, you know, it really came out well. It paints a nice picture. And I really respect him as a lyricist. He's really good. Like, really fucking good.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, we'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? Age Empires, you know, Chris Webby, Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Generations for these revolutionary revelations, and as humanity's headed for devastation, I'ma be the only thing standing when it caves in. Weapons carved from the bones of my enemies, war paint with the blood of my critics. Keep my kingdom in control with telepathy. Get up in your mind when I'm done, you'll admit it. I'm the king. See my name engraved on the monuments. They'll remember how I was embraced by the populace when my castle's excavated by the paleontologists, and they read my tales written by the ancient astrologists. Got the strength of a warrior, the legend that the kids hear the stories of. At the apothecary sipping on a formula, I could rain down fire when I'm scorching the earth right underneath you. Beat you down, defile, defeat you, and just leave you. Nobody'll try to reach you. Can't win when I rise, my design is lethal. World domination, I don't got no time for peaceful. I rule the land with the loving touch of an iron fist. Battle scars running deeper than my epidermis, cause when the crown's in your clutch, there's a higher risk. Just take a seat up on the throne, you'll be getting nervous, sweating, second guessing, and stressing that you could easily fall. The traitors and snakes will cheer and applaud. Then the second day your back's turned, kill you in broad daylight, then paint your story on the pyramid walls. I witnessed it all, believe me. The son of Nefertiti with the brain of Archimedes is tucked up under my beanie. No peace treaty, I'm greedy, I'm leaving these lands cauterized until my name is immortalized.
Yeah.
esophagus Pythagoras. Skin bronze as Jesus of Nazareth. That and my woolly hair. Police seem to think it's hazardous. I ain't Rodney, but I'm the king of L.A. They just unaware. My crown is unanimous. Before I was standing on this land with indigenous people chiefing on cannabis. I root half of the Africans and my words to anarchists brought patients like the back of an ambulance. You just wasn't there. That's why I'm writing this historical columnist Herodotus to document my father in his sarcophagus to write a history piece and take it back to 5th century Greece. Tell him he was omniscient. Why you at it? Tell him that I'm the shit. Even theologists put my name on colleges and philosophy scholarships. Dissertations written on my thoughts and accomplishments, then they'll use my memoirs to shape modern politics. They'll put my name in great books and holy scriptures. When the snakes and crooks want you to forget how my face looks, they'll hire artists bigger than Michelangelo to paint a false image of me in phony pictures. Conspiracy theorists dig deeper when my body's deceased. My name will defeat the grim reaper. Put my face on the sphinx like all hell Egypt, a king wherever I roam like all 12 Caesars. Even when I'm enslaved and captured like a titan, the gods on Mount Olympus will be frightened at the mere sight of my songwriting. Ballad of lifelong fighting, and soon as I'm free, I'm striking Zeus with his own lightning. Bounce back from all challenges until I'm back in my palace, sipping elixir from fabulous chalices. Known as a top war strategist who names strikes paralysis into all my antagonists.
Talking about right there, man. That substance is real hip hop. Let's bring back on Chris Webby, chop it up with him for a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Chris, I appreciate you coming on the show. That's real hip hop. Hell yeah.
Thank you, man.
You know what I'm saying? One of the things I wanted to ask you, though, before we go is, man, what was Prodigy like as a person? Could you, for his fans, could you reflect a little bit on him?
I got to work with him directly in the studio at Ski Beats' spot. He was very cool, man. And he just was like, he was extremely humble. Like, he came through, did his thing, like wrote his verse, laid it down just like that. And, it was a really dope experience. And then there was a night that Mobb Deep had a show in Miami, and I got to relink with him out there. Good dude. Solid dude, man, from everything that I experienced.
Yeah.
Far too young.
Oh, yeah. We had AG the Coroner on not too long ago. He said that, he was with him not long before he passed, and he has some of the last footage of him in the studio. It's just a shame because he's such a young guy. You know what I mean? Like, we all know he had plenty of albums left in him, and just life to be here with his family, you know. And you hate to see guys, you know. And we're losing legends a lot. We're losing a lot of legends.
It is really happening, in the past, like, 5 years, I would say. It's sped up exponentially.
And one thing I can't stand, though, you know what I'm saying, like there's younger guys, you know what I'm saying, I'm not a grumpy old guy, just hates the young dudes. There's a lot of young dope artists that have talent, but
absolutely,
some of these dudes that ain't got the talent that are talking about our deceased legends from our era and eras before them,
yeah,
I kind of get really, really fucking disgusted by that, man. What is it going to take for these guys to shut the fuck up about that? What are your thoughts on those guys disrespecting, like, Pac, Big, or DJ Premier, or all these other legends before them?
I don't even understand that way of thinking. You know, guys from my generation, we were taught to respect our elders and respect the people that laid the foundation and blueprint for everything that we were doing now.
And even if it came before you, even if it was way before you, like, you know, there's a whole chapter of hip hop that I was not around for. I was a baby, you know, and obviously I don't connect with that music as much because you always tend to connect to the things during those pivotal years of your life. You know, that's your era, and that's what you'll always turn back to on a rainy day, you know. But I think these young guys are just a legend. It's intolerable. And that's why sometimes I feel the need to say something, because a lot of times no one does. And I feel like it's hip-hop's job, and it's always done that. And it's almost like anything goes in the most recent generation of hip-hop. And I think we need people out there to remind those youngsters that you gotta watch your mouth when you're talking about certain people. It's a respect thing. It's as simple as that. It's just simply a respect thing. And, you know, I don't like it either.
Yeah, I feel you on that, man. And like you said, generations before would always paid homage and respect to those before them. And, you know, and I think some of these, a lot of it has to do with these program directors or these fucking DJs like Funk Flex, you know what I'm saying, who get out there talking out the side of their mouth. And these younger guys see that, you know, if they see a Hot 97 personality talking this bullshit, you know what I'm saying, okay, that's what we got to do now. We got to strike a nerve. That's how we're going to get heard. And I think some of these clowns are using it to their advantage to try to get heard, you know, which is whack as fuck.
There's a publicity element of it, which is even whacker. You know what I mean? It's just,
yeah.
This is not cool. You know, that's no way to come up by, like, disrespecting those that came before you. And in this specific case, people who were so much doper than the ones who are saying what they're saying. So
yeah.
It's just like, that's the most frustrating element. But,
yeah,
you know, just got to keep fighting the good fight. Calling out the bullshit when it needs to be called out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Well, I tell you what, Chris, once again, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Before
Absolutely,
we get out of
man.
Here, though, I want to give you the platform so you can plug whatever you got coming up, whether it be shows, merch, you know what I'm saying, music, whatever you
absolutely,
want.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm about to start releasing a good amount of content again. Last year I did Webby Wednesday, where I dropped something every single Wednesday of the year, starting in March. This year I'm still going to be dropping a lot of content. I'm going to, not every week, but many weeks of the year. And I got some fire in the vault just itching to get released. So definitely keep an eye out. I'm gonna be coming with a lot of content this year. And on top of that, I'm also about to go to Colorado. So if anybody's tuned in from Colorado, I will be there 420 weekend. And it's going to be a good time.
Oh, man, you're lucky. Yeah, smoke blaze up for me, man. Have a good one over
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. And I have been out here in Cali. I was just at Weed Maps. Like, oh, my God. Fucking quality
weed
out here is quite high.
See, I'm in Illinois, man. I'm hoping, you know, they're voting this summer. I'm making it legal over here completely. I mean, we already got the medical, but, you know, they're hoping we get the recreational. That would be dope, literally.
It's coming.
So,
it's coming to a lot of places, you know. Even if it's not this year, it's coming.
Long overdue, man. I come from the days of brick weed dime bags we used to buy as kids. So I'm amped up, man. I'm ready.
It's gonna be a whole new world.
But all right, homie, we're gonna get out of here with Raw Thoughts 2. Man, if you can just intro this song as we outro, brother.
No doubt. Well, yeah, this is Raw Thoughts 2. There was a lot of sexual deviance and bad people in the world, so I kind of like piled them all up on a list and went attack mode, as I love to do. Had a good time.
Hell yeah, man. You take care, Chris.
No doubt. Peace, bro.
Here we are, my friends. It's time for me to lift my mighty pens. Rhyme schemes leave crime scenes, and it's that time again. Welcome to the Coliseum. Go and take a seat, because I'm that gladiator that you all been waiting to see. See, I got the taste for blood, and now I'm back for more. Webby call him out just like a rapping Michael Rappaport. And if society don't handle him, I'll be the last resort. Verbal executioner, my bars committing acts.
Weinstein, there will be no omission on the statements that I make while I'm stunning you from a distance. More times than you masturbated in front of your assistants. All that fucking power, so you use it and abuse it. Shit, your homie Bill Clinton probably taught you how to do it. I'm ruthless. Harvey, get to stepping back. You look like the cockroach wearing human skin and Men in Black. Killing people's what I got a voice for. Ever since Roy Moore was looking for love in toy stores, I've been on it. And baby, we just starting off. It's Chris Webby, and you know I got the raw thoughts. Bill O'Reilly says he's sorry, but really none of us buy it. You can't pay me off like all of those women to keep me quiet. Who cares if he denies it? I'll still come for him, cause getting fired just wasn't enough for him. So now I gotta fuck with him. I'll teach that old prick to treat women with respect when I jam a pair of stainless steel scissors in his neck. You're the opposite of the reason that chicks are getting wet. You're over 60 with a forehead so big it could reflect the sun's rays and provide solar power to a country. You're old, gross, and crusty, outdated and rusty, out of shape and husky. You know how to tell a Bill O'Reilly's near when you hear a woman scream, "Don't touch me." And now George Bush is grabbing women's asses. I'll take that wheelchair and push them right in front of traffic. And fuck your whole corrupt elite family tree. Should we go let all these Americans see? What you gonna do, W? Start a war with me? Lick your lips a bunch of times and give a poorly worded speech? Shit, I'll knock off Jeb's glasses and stomp them under my feet. Find your cousin Billy and I'll grab him by the pussy. Yeah, I hit so hard, I leave a damn crater. Shit, I just cut through all the bushes like a landscaper. I'm who the fans favor. I'll have R. Kelly piss on them and then proceed to towel them off with sandpaper. Oh, that's right, Robert Kelly, you'll be easy to fry. I'll throw him off a cliff, cause shit, he believes he can fly. Creepy as the rest, he's just the best pretender. I'm the world's greatest. World's greatest what? Sex offender? An XXX Temptation? I don't even know if that's the right pronunciation, but whatever his name is, however you say it. Shit, I read the full reports and now I get why you hate it. What you did to that girl, since you should hate yourself. Sit and take an L, tighten that choker, asphyxiate yourself. Legally, you're probably screwed. Her story's just too fucking detailed not to be true. But all you doing is complain, X. We see you cracking cause of the hate, X. Dang, X. That's just what comes along with the fame, X. Like shitty skaters, you aren't built for the game, X. X Games got a pen game that can flame, X. Chain X in this food chain, I'm the apex. Throwing your emotions, it looks like you fucking take X. We are not the same, X. I threw the newest iPhone out the fucking window just because that shit was named X.
There. Throw that in your blogs.
When I was like 11, maybe I met Kevin Spacey. He was hella rapey, trying to convince me to get in naked. He was drunk and wanted me to go and sit up in his van. So I did it, I'll admit it, as a kid I was a fan. But then he tried to touch me, I'm lucky I had shit on me. That Swiss Army, he went to grab my dick, I stabbed his arm. He started bleeding all over the center console. He rushed out of the car and then he tripped over a pothole. I kicked him in his head until his ears bled. Then I kept on kicking him till he appeared dead. Then I hopped up in his driver's seat and went and put his whip in drive. Ran him over, backed it up, and then repeated it like 50 times. Webby kill with rhyme. You see, that is just my skill set. You do some shit that I don't like, you'll end up on my list next. I stop on all these insects with sick interests who infest society. Now who shall I rip next? Ah, yes, Bill Cosby, yo, this wanna be tough. Cosby Show was my shit. Why did you fuck that all up? If what they say is true, and you were fucking chicks that's knocked out on the very same quaaludes you gave them, that's rape, dude. Come on, Bill, you should have known better. When I heard that shit, I went and threw out all my old sweaters. And we don't really gotta make this shit a whole lecture. Someone drag him out back and put down this old yeller. And Subway Jared, now it's your turn to get murked. Out of this whole list of shitty people, you are the worst. I hope that jail food makes you get fat again. You get so depressed that every time you see your wrist, you think of slashing them. Well, thinking back to the days of that footlong diet, all that money and the fame, what you wanted, you could buy it. Shit, you had it all. All you had to do was eat sandwiches. But when there's kiddie porn on your drive, how quick it vanishes. Irreversible damages. So now you're in the system, and I really hope someone's been making you their bitch in prison. Nah, fuck that. I hope somebody killed you. That was not a punchline. I hope somebody fucking kills you. And Ted Cruz, it's time for round number two. I know you're not a sex offender, but I mean, fuck you. Just for being you. You and that face that I wanna bruise. I'll mention you on every single raw thought that I do, bitch. See, I've been leveling up from a dope rapper to Jeff Ross status. They call me the roast master. Don't hold back. I attack with these raps so tightly packed, full of little lyrical gems that you gotta replay the track. At the top of my game is still ascending. All I see is fire emojis up in my mentions. All I hear is fans saying Webby's on that shit again. And all I know is a whole lot more people are listening.
But when people have it coming, I can't help but just say shit. Only if they deserve it, those are my rules of engagement. Plus it's fun for me to write and for you it is entertainment. But fuck the whole world, I'm reloaded and dangerous. Dropping every Wednesday for this whole year. Ain't a motherfucker that's like me up on this whole sphere. We call earth until dirt, I live life with no fear. Coming after everything you hold dear. Raw thoughts. These motherfucking raw thoughts. Fuck everybody. I'm out. Yeah.